An underdog of a different kind is a movie that was made on a three-figure budget. For many people, a single month's car payment is probably bigger than the budget of Tarnation. Viewers at the Sundance, Cannes, and New York film festivals praised this film about one man's troubled childhood. Here's Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and for Morning Edition.
A brief description of Tarnation might make you think it's unwatchable. The kind of self-indulgent, erratic, this is my horrible life story that sends sensible people fleeing in the opposite direction. But it's not. Instead, director Jonathan Cowette has created a remarkably compelling document. This is a one-of-a-kind film autobiography, a snapshot of a childhood hell from someone who used his own imagination and dreams to make it out alive. Cowette starts with the facts of his life. He grew up gay and fatherless, with a mother who was subjected to so much shock therapy that it changed her personality and divorced her from reality.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This gave Cowette the need to escape, which he combined with the ability to throw himself headlong into fantasy. Filming himself became his method of coping with his chaotic existence. He accumulated 160 hours of material, covering more than 20 years of his life.
My name is Hillary Chapman Laura Lou Garina.
The earliest footage in Tarnation is Cowette at age 11, doing an astonishing monologue as a troubled housewife.
My testimony is about me and my little baby, Caroline. I've been through hell. Kind of nervous here for any of you all.
But it's more than Cowette's wrenching story that holds our attention. It's the phantasmagorical way he tells it. Tarnation throws a literally dizzying variety of visual and sonic stimulation at us. Cowette uses old home movies, performance tapes, and manipulated still images, even answering machine messages.
Hello, honey. Listen, please call your mom tonight. It's definitely an emergency. Jonathan, please call me. I think they're going to put me in the hospital, make it look like I'm the one that needs to help.
The dream state that results puts us inside Cowette's mind in the most affecting way. Cowette, for the most part, knows enough not to linger, not to fall in love with his own footage. That keeps an extremely personal film from feeling self-indulgent. In addition to shooting, Cowette did most of the editing himself on his home Mac, and he did it all for $218.32. Cowette at one point describes a teenage dream of collaborating with producer Robert Stigwood on a rock opera of his life, with Robbie Benson playing him. Many young people have dreamed similar dreams, but Cowette has made his happen. If there ever were an opening credit that read, "Lived by," no film would deserve it more than Tarnation. And Tarnation deserves to be seen.
That's Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Other reviews and movie features are at npr.org.